More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
A new study has revealed that toxic subway air in New York City is disproportionately harming Black and Hispanic riders, and with longer commute times and more frequent transfers that are utilized by Black and Hispanic riders, this makes us the most vulnerable to toxic subway air. New York University researchers detailed their findings just a few weeks ago on August 7th, and they found that longer commute times and more train transfers contribute to Black and Hispanic riders suffering the most. Black riders in particular remain the most severely impacted, experiencing 35% more polluted air, and Hispanic face 23% more polluted air compared to white and Asian passengers. Now, the trains, they hold articles of toxic air and polluted air, leaving riders no choice but to breathe the fumes in during their trips. And according to the research, the air quality in the transit system is 15 times more potent than allowed by the World Health Organization. So, Telly, this goes back to your point. We were talking about, you know, President Clinton addressing the country last night during the DNC, supporting and endorsing Kamala Harris, of course. A lot of people are like, hey, you know, Willie J looked good. He looked healthy. And this man had a quadruple bypass heart surgery, which is the most intensive, high-risk cardiovascular corrective surgery. And, you know, we were talking, Telly, like, how is it that we see a lot of white people that have these types of cardiovascular diseases and receive this treatment? And again, Bill Clinton just turned 78. I believe this week was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear stories about Black and brown people in this country suffering from cardiovascular disease, which happens to be the number one killer among Black women in this country, just by taking the train. And so what a lot of people are saying, well, that's New York, Denise, you know, Milwaukee, we don't have a subway system. But here's the reality. This is another story that reminds Black people that when we are going to the doctor, we're having conversations with our doctor, there is still a limited number compared to the number of white doctors that Black people go to for health care, for treatments, for diagnosis, than there are Black.
Mm-hmm.
And our DNA is not a one size fits all. Our DNA, Hispanic people's DNA, there's a lot of dynamics. And so this is a reminder that we need more doctors. We need more Black doctors that are familiar with what comes with being Black.
Yeah. And just thinking about the heart situation and cardiovascular disease and how it impacts the Black community and Black men recently. And I say recent, this was on July 14th. Former kick returner for the Baltimore Ravens and Houston Texans, Jacoby Jones, who was also on Dancing with the Stars, died in his sleep at the age of 40. And yesterday it was revealed cardiovascular disease cardiovascular disease was the cause of his death. So you're talking about a Black man at 40 years old, a former professional athlete that's dying over a disease that a 78-year-old can go get triple bypass for and continue to live. And going back to the New York subway story, and going back to what I said before the break, it's our makeup. Our makeup is different, and we don't have studies that every study that is out there is based off of a white person's DNA, a white person, how they will react to a certain drug or a certain surgery. And it's just, there's time where, and you brought up this point, DT, this is a time where maybe more black doctors need to be, need to happen, and more research can be done on how these things affect us. Because before the pandemic, there was no difference between our makeup versus someone else. But then when the pandemic comes around, oh, black people are predisposed to this because of X, Y, and Z. And so now that should have been a wake-up call where there's more research for everyone and not just
absolutely
one model. One size doesn't fit all.
Well, we do have a caller, and I just want to make sure, because I know we were talking about the Democratic National Convention. And here's the thing. So before we take our caller, whatever the question or comment is, this right here, this story about the New York subway providing polluted air, which black and Hispanic riders are consuming, how it relates to the DNC. See, this is a reminder that we need to vote for a president that is going to work with colleges, universities, to make sure that we have a pipeline of black and brown doctors. Because right now, the majority of the doctors that I see from a medical standpoint, medical practice standpoint, don't look like me. Good morning, I believe. Is it, and apologize if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. Good morning, Joan. Is it Joan? Julian. Good morning, Julian. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Comment is, thanks for taking my call. I was talking about the convention. I was already highly motivated. This convention has made me even more inspired to help make this a Roe-vember, R-O-E, to remember, because we won't go back. Rights and freedoms, we can't let them roll back. They want to recreate the 50s, throwback. If they get power, they're not going to hold back. Let's take control back. Kamala is so brat. She promised Congress will give women rollback. The ones who struck it down are facing blowback and allegations that they are theocrats. We won't go back. No, allowing lives to be controlled by politicians who write the law but don't realize they're not physicians. Women who want advice consult their obstetricians when they'll bring kids into this world, not your decision. This next election's gonna be about autonomy. We can't elect an ignorant dictator wannabe. We won't go back, so Kamala is who we want to see, because she'll stand up to Trump and Vance and their misogyny. We can't accept women in ERs bleeding out because the language in some law as written leaves them out. Real-life scenarios we thought we'd only read about. No jurisprudence of your uterus. Keep them out. Trust women's judgment. Women's body don't belong to government. Can't vote for men who think there has to be some form of punishment. We won't go back. Republicans remind me of the Flintstones. They want a world where there's no IVF or mifepristone. We won't go back. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julian.
Man, that was a lot being said in that, too. And it made sense. And he made it rhyme.
I thought it was very informative and influential.
That's what. Me too.
I'm agreeing with you. I thought that. Here's the thing. I was just surprised because I didn't know it was going to be like a bar, a whole like freestyle. But that was great.
Yeah.
That's why I love black people. We creative. Like, he's like, look, y'all give me the stage time. I'm about to tear it up. So,
and actually, yeah, we get some messages on our YouTube message board. MT said, Julian with the fire.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And here's the thing with that. Yeah, you do that and you put yourself out there on the radio. But if that was on a stage in front of a crowd, that probably would have went crazy for him. So,
oh, yeah.
But, Julia, we appreciate the creativity as well as the knowledge that you were putting in there in your freestyle. We just weren't ready for it. That's all that was. Well, at least I don't think that was for myself. I wasn't ready.
No,
for
I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't ready for either. But I'm definitely appreciative. And Julian, I would just encourage you to think about what are the platforms that you're going to share that creative poetry, because it was poetry and it was creative and it definitely had a lot of great information and influence. So shout out to you, Julian, for that. This is Deaf Poetry Jam on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
We got it all.
When we come back, we're going to get straight into it, y'all. Straight into truth swiping. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Truth swiping. We're going to hear from Telly. We're going to hear from DJ Brother Z. Are you swiping right or left? Also, Truth or Dare and some more hot topics. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, be sure to tune into Jamming with Juice today at noon as they will be broadcasting live from the brand new Midtown Tsunami Express Car Wash located on Fond du Lac and Capitol. This will be a great opportunity to watch Carrie and Ben Jamming do their thing live. Also, to celebrate their grand opening, Tsunami Express is offering free car washes. Yes, you heard, that's right. One free car wash at Tsunami Express between August 21st, which was yesterday, and Sunday, September 1st. So be sure to join Jamming with Juice today from noon to 1 as they broadcast live from the Tsunami Express Midtown Car Wash.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is about that time. It's about to go down, y'all. You know, every week we bring y'all truth swiping. All you got to do is, after I read a number of hot topics that are taking place in our community, let us know, are you swiping right or left? If you're swiping right, that means you're feeling it. If you're swiping left, yeah, missed me with that. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, let's go. Truth swiping. Are we going to do... we gonna do truth telling is. Latelli's like, don't even try. All right. Anthony Edwards revealed that he, along with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, were drug tested immediately after Team USA won the gold medal in basketball at the Olympics, cutting short their celebration. During a Fanatics Fest discussion led by Jalen Rose, Edwards shared that the testing occurred right after their 98-87 victory over France. Curry's standout performance included scoring 36 points against Serbia and 24 points in the final. Drug testing.
I'm going to swipe left, but the only reason why I can kind of say, like, maybe in the middle is because the Olympic Committee saw the team hanging out with Snoop, and they know what Snoop Dogg be on, so... they were like, the way Steph was dropping them threes, they were like, maybe he hooked up with Snoop last night. Let's test him.
Now, I've never known marijuana to be a performance enhancement drug, but that's neither here nor there. But okay.
Right?
Swiping left. All right.
I'm swiping left. That's whack. Leave him alone. Let him celebrate.
Beyonce. Beyonce has partnered with Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy to launch Sir Davis, a new American whiskey that honors her great-grandfather, Davis Hogue, and her Southern roots. Crafted with 51% rye and 49% malted barley, Sir Davis combines American, Japanese, and Scotch whiskey influences and is finished in sherry cask for a unique flavor profile. The whiskey, which has already won multiple awards, will debut next month, so September 2024, and is available for pre-order at $89.
Man, I'm a swipe right. I'm a swipe right only because, like, you could miss me with all them ingredients. If Beyonce put her bath water in a bottle, it's going to sell. So I think she is going to do quite well Most entertainers, especially, you know, there's very few people that have reached Beyonce's level. But when you reach that superstar status and you put your name behind any liquor, people want to drink what you drink, do what you do, eat what you eat. So I think it's going to be highly successful.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Beyonce, because I know it's hard for people to relate to Beyonce as a human being, like hair products, clothing line, now whiskey. We need to see you drinking it. Like, seriously, as a human being, Beyonce, we need to see you somewhere at a cookout.
Taking a
with
shot.
With your friends. Like, yeah, we need to see you act like a human. Because for me, I just, with her clothing line, what was it, Blue Ivy and the hair care line, I'm just like, do you really shampoo your hair? Do you really wear normal clothes? So, shout out to Beyonce. We just need to see you look a little bit more human with it. All right. The North Carolina HBCU, Johnson C. Smith University, is celebrating record-breaking enrollment for the upcoming new school year, but financial challenges remain as many students face gaps in funding. So the North Carolina HBCU has launched an emergency aid campaign to raise $250,000 in 10 days to ensure that all incoming students can attend. The funds will help cover the financial shortfall for 300 students who need assistance from the start of the fall semester.
I'm going to swipe right because I truly think that is possible. Kamala Harris raised $100 million in 22 hours. I think we can get $250,000 for the school because, again, you don't want them to be punished for increased enrollment and not being able to house them and give them adequate education should not be a factor in deterring people from not going to Johnson C. Smith. So I'm going to swipe right and be like Michelle Obama, get it done. We're not going to just ask. Yeah, just get it done. $250,000, I'm not going to say that's an easy goal, but that's a very attainable goal.
Absolutely. And if you want further information, definitely visit the university's website and as well as UNCF and other platforms that directly support HBCUs in this country. Bronzeville. In Chicago, Bronzeville's Harold Washington Cultural Center, named after Chicago's first black mayor, was vandalized during the Democratic National Convention, leaving a large crack in its exterior glass. The nonprofit, which provides arts and educational programs for Chicago's youth, expressed disappointment and noted the trauma experienced by its young participants. Again, the Harold Washington Cultural Center is now seeking community support to repair the damage and continue its mission after being vandalized during this week's Democratic National Convention.
I'm gonna swipe left only because I don't think vandalizing someone's business is a way to express how you feel about something. There are other ways to do that. I mean, because this is this person's livelihood. And as well as trying to help the community. So for that to happen, I think there's other ways to do it because now you compounding the problem. Now we got two problems. Now we still got the problem with what you had with the arts, as well as this building that needs to be repaired and asking the community to come together. So you're going to have protests. People are going to what's passionate for them is sometimes that passion runs deep and you have things like this happen. So you don't want politics to be the driving force behind violence of any kind.
Not at all. Not at all. And we have to do better. And definitely we want to, as a community, as requested, support the Harold Washington Community Center as best as we can. Finally, Washington, D.C. Council member Trayon White Sr. was arrested on August 18th on federal bribery charges, accused of accepting $156,000 to influence government contracts valued at $5.6 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia moved swiftly due to the nature of the alleged crimes, with video evidence capturing White's interaction. If convicted, Trayon White Sr. faces up to 15 years in prison, with his next court appearance scheduled for September 19th.
Man, I hate that for the brother. I'm gonna have to swipe left. I think that, I mean, it's so jacked up because what they consider a crime for when a black man does this is the same thing that they're doing, but they call it nepotism. And, you know, just helping someone out that you know or you trust. And I'm sure this is the same thing that he was doing. But unfortunately, when you get caught, there's other names they're going to put on it and other crimes that you're going to be charged with. So I hope for the best. I hate that for him, but this is no different than Kwame Kilpatrick, what he did when he was the Detroit mayor, and other mayors that have gotten caught up in this as well. But it's unfortunate, but hopefully he doesn't get that much time.
I hope not either. And again, as leaders of this country, know that the world, and this is exactly what's going to happen, and I'm just going to be prophetic. Well, let me say this. If and when Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is elected as the 47th President of the United States, she is going to be under so much surveillance, under so much scrutiny. So we as black people that are supporting Kamala Harris to be the next president, we got to get our game plan ready.
Yeah.
Because you think they treated the Obamas bad? Do you hear what I'm saying, Telly?
Yeah, no.
That will be child's play, considering that she is a black woman married to a Jewish white man.
Yeah.
So we as a community, we got to get ready.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we come back, why are black families paying more for food at the grocery store? Is there supermarket redlining? Again, why are black families paying more money for food? When we come back, we're going to get into that. We want to hear your thoughts. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Man, that's funny.
We came
right
back,
there.
We both was bobbing our head. We was like, hey.
Yeah, you threw me off track almost, man. I know it's starting to feel like fall outside these last couple of mornings, but the truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. That's right. Football season is here. We have a big time matchup this week as two traditional football powers clash. Tune in this Friday night, tomorrow night, as the defending Division I state champion, the Marquette High Hilltoppers, take on the Arrowhead Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on the Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. And got to remind you, Truth Nation, August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses. And this is why Carrie Noni will be hosting a Black Business Spotlight show on Monday, August 26th from 6 to 7. She will spotlight three locally owned black businesses and tell their story of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC.
Okay, so DJ Brother Z, Telly, he got me cracking up because he was like, I played it because I was trying to get Telly to do a jump, a bark, something, throw the woo up, the roof. You know, I don't want to get in trouble, so let me stay in my lane. But he had me cracking up while you were reading.
hey, y'all got too many things going on right now, Brother Z.
No, thank you so much for telling. You've been holding it down. Appreciate you. Now, before break, we were talking about, is there supermarket redlining? Why are black families paying more for food? It feels as though when we go to the grocery store, I feel sometimes, Telly, when I go to the grocery store, I need to take out a loan just to get. Man. I mean, it's funny, but it's not. grocery prices have soared since the pandemic era inflation. Now, before we get into the facts, let me just say this. Truth Nation, please, we got to stay woke, because a lot of these companies are using inflation as an excuse. And we got to make sure that price gouging is not what's really taking place. Because, Telly, I'm going to give you a real life story. 2 weeks ago, I went to go pick up my dry cleaning. And when they gave me the price, I said, look, I was like, I couldn't even talk. I was like, what? One of the laundromat employees, or excuse me, the dry cleaning employees, going to turn to me and say, well, you know, we've been impacted by inflation. I was like, bruh, ain't that much inflation in the world. And I just want to just preface before we get into this story. Y'all hold your, whether it's the grocery store, the dry cleaning, you know, where we spend our money habitually. Do not let them engage you in price gouging, because I think that some of these companies just use that as an excuse. So again, grocery prices are high.
Yeah.
And the federal government is investigating some of the food producers as we speak that might be engaging in some lucrative price gouging. Now, this is according to a report by an organization known as Word in Black. Word in Black, and they have a whole health section that covers these types of stories, because as we know, Black farmers have had to fight. They just received, what was it, $2.5 billion settlement,
yeah,
Telly?
Yeah, it was something along those lines. I think you're right. I think it was like 2.3, 2.5, something, yeah.
Yep. Much deserved. Now, here's the reality. Experts are saying that Black households, on average, pay disproportionately higher prices than whites at the checkout line, with few options for bargain hunting in food deserts and less access to fresh, nutritious food. I'm going to say that again. Experts are saying that Black households, on average, are paying disproportionately higher prices than whites at the checkout line, with few options for bargain hunting in food deserts and less access to fresh, nutritious food. Coupled with the chronically high post-pandemic inflation and food producers continuing to spike prices, they say Black households are at a greater risk of food insecurity than whites.
That's amazing. And then when you, in case that, I mean, I know we just kind of, you know, just went over that and said that Black farmers got $2.5 billion. But the reason why they got it was because they weren't being allowed to outsource their products to these stores. And mm-hmm. they were basically saying, okay, we don't want your products. We're going to go here. And then come on television or tell the FDA we have a food shortage and it's because of the weather, or it's because of this. They won't say it's because that you're only allowing certain producers to outsource to these stores. But when you talk about that, and DT, I know you constantly, you know, say how high things are, and you're single. And we're not talking about someone.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, come on now.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, right now, with right. inflation, and if you had three kids, and if Darren was 11 and a growing boy, like, woo-hoo. Just imagine how, you know, that it just is double. And then, as a result, you end up having to go and go to stores where it's a little cheaper and it's not as good produce as you would get if you go to these, you know, stores that are in white communities. And let's just be real. You've never seen a Whole Foods in the hood. You know, you go to the suburbs to get to these Whole Foods. And that's why these food deserts.
Because what Telly just described is exactly what a food desert is. So many people, when you hear food desert, you're like, what is that? To Telly's point, instead of full service supermarkets or grocery stores, food desert residents rely on, to Telly's point, convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bodegas. You look at the East Coast, and even in Chicago, you got a lot of bodegas or discount markets to buy groceries. And so rather than having access to fresh produce, these are the stores that are more likely to stock limited supplies of highly processed food, prepackaged meats, sodas, salty snacks. And remember, Telly, we covered the story where there was one gas station that had products on the shelf that had expired, what was it, like 2 years, and was charging like $3?
Yeah.
This was here in Milwaukee. So again, the lack of nutritious food in food deserts contributes to a higher rate of diet-related diseases such as obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and other health challenges that, again, disproportionately affect Black people. Now, with all that being said, Telly, and I want to get your thoughts on this, here is the reality. The Federal Trade Commission, also known as the FTC, announced, and you can go to the FTC government website, they announced that they are going to investigate the cost of groceries that are straining the budgets of Black households. Now, this investigation comes on the heels of a March FTC report that questions why prices continue to rise amid what the FTC chair, Lina Khan, said, enormous profit. So commercial food industries, Telly, have reported enormous profits during their quarterly and annual reports, while Black people continue to have to make decisions when they go to the grocery store. And also, more than one in five Black families grappled with hunger, while only one in 10 white households did. Reactions.
Yeah, it just, there has to be a different system, because this system clearly isn't working, and you see the disproportionate or the disparity in races. And if we're this is my neighbor, but this person has far more access to healthy foods, and there is a line that it's not just, it stops there, because if you're not getting healthy foods, what is that going to lead to? That's going to lead to you not being healthy. And then what is that going to lead to? You having to seek out health care. And what if you don't have, what if you can't afford health care? So you see the snowball effect it has. It's not just, oh man, you're not getting the foods that you need, or you got to travel a little farther to get yours. There is a profound long-term effect that occurs with this, because as you mentioned, these little supermarket, these bodegas, they have the most sugared snacks, they have the most sodium filled chips, and all of these hot chips and all these juices and sodas and things like that. That's not good for you. And if you consume that enough, it could lead to other things. And so, again, going back to my original statement, there has to be a system that is put in place that particularly takes into consideration people that are living at the poverty level, because you already don't have enough money. So you mean to tell me I don't even have enough money to eat properly? Like, there has to be a better way.
And to your point, Telly, this is where this election is so important. Now, earlier this year, the Biden administration launched its challenge to end hunger and build healthy communities with a goal of ultimately eradicating food insecurity. Now, here's where it gets so relevant, because most counties, including Milwaukee County, that have a significantly higher Black population. So in the state of Wisconsin, we know that Milwaukee has the highest population of Black people. These are the counties that have about 1.2 convenience stores for every convenience store in a county with a lower than average Black population. Do you see that? The math right here is saying that more Black people, more convenience stores versus supermarkets with healthy produce. Now, the federal government under the Biden administration, the FTC, is launching initiatives as well as holding food producers accountable. However, this also has to be at both the state and local level. So if you look at Pennsylvania Senators Bob Casey and John Fetterman, who are both Democrats, introduced bills that would expand access to free or reduced price meals for children. The city of Minneapolis made food insecurity, a part of its development plan for the city's future. We have to hold the president, we have to hold our state legislators, as well as our local leaders, accountable through how we vote. And I can't wait for the first time that somebody can ask Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, what are some of the initiatives that you are going to continue focusing on that are addressing food insecurities amongst Black and brown people.
Yeah.
Because again, in addition to the price gouging and the food insecurities, this is a direct impact to our health, to our livelihood, to our wellness. If I can't eat, how am I supposed to go to school and be ready to be productive and learn?
Exactly.
If I can't eat, how am I expected to be to go to work and be productive within my employer?
Yeah, and that's why it is so important to get those healthy, free, or reduced lunches in the schools, because little did people know, a lot of times this is the only meal that a lot of these kids are getting, and they happen to be during the school year. So you got to also think about what happens during the summer. And so if they can't get good food during and healthy foods during the summer, at least they should be able to get it while they are in school to help them learn and be more equipped to learn. Because if you're going to school and your stomach is growling louder than the teacher's talking, like, how in the world can you focus or concentrate on learning and getting your education when you can't even just get a solid breakfast to get your mind and your body going in the right way? So it's so important. It is so, so important.
It is definitely important. On our YouTube message board, SIP44 says every Arab store in Milwaukee has old products.
Well, that's not a label or something you want to be said about your products. But again, you do have the choice of purchasing these products. If I do get that you can't. Yeah, if you can't, if it's tough to get to somewhere else to get them, but you do have the choice to purchase them.
OK, so Telly, I'm about to put the mic down because see, this is exactly why I love this show. And this is why I love sharing Black perspectives, because you literally hit the nail on the head. We can't get mad as Black people. Like when you go to the beauty supply store. Now, I'm going to speak when I used to have hair, because I don't have hair anymore. But and I don't know if it's changed. So Truth Nation, help me out. Beauty supply chain stores or beauty supply stores, ultimately, when I was growing up, were owned by either Koreans, Vietnamese, or members of the Southeast Asian community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every hair salon and barbershop that I saw or went to was owned by a Black person.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it came to the products and the tools that were used inside the hair salon and inside the beauty shop or inside the barbershop, they were not coming from us. Mm-hmm. We have a choice. And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday. And this very well may be my truth of the matter. But I was talking about this yesterday with a Black business owner, because I've been very intentional this year about buying Black. And I said, you know, everybody from a U.S. history standpoint, everybody wants to believe that the Montgomery bus boycott was led or even ignited by Rosa Parks. I don't want to take anything away from Rosa Parks making that decision to not give up her seat. But the reality is that the Montgomery bus boycott, it wasn't as a result of Rosa Parks saying, I'm not moving. It was the fact that Black people said, I am no longer going to ride the bus. Mm-hmm. And if Black people, who were the majority of the bus consumers, said, I'm not going to ride the bus, then that means the city of Montgomery wasn't making any money.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon, see, with capitalism and power, You can protest all you want, but until we hit the pockets, until we stop spending money, because the Montgomery bus boycott was a result of not Rosa Parks, but Black people in Montgomery saying, you're not going to get any of my money. I'll walk.
Yeah.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to your point, Telly, when we choose to shop and give our hard earned money to businesses that don't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
When we continue to choose to give them our money stays in our community. Literally, I think it's what 1.6 hours? The Jewish community, other communities, their money stays days and days, if not months. So this is on us. Make better choices. We come back, we're going to get into our truth of the matter. I think I just gave mine, Telly. But thank you for saying that, Telly. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for reminding us that this has nothing to do with relying upon the government. The more that we spend our money within our own, you will be amazed at how people that don't look like us respond when we don't give them our money.
There'll be some adjustments.
What?
Yes, there will be some
adjustments. Yeah, the Montgomery bus boycott ain't had nothing to do with Rosa Parks. Yeah. It had everything to do with black people saying no more.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We come back, you will hear from Telly and myself our truth of the matter and get you ready for a fantastic Friday Eve filled with 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Okay, now they got me wanna rap again. Heal the wound and then you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to...
Hey, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. We so much appreciate you. As always, it is that time, Truth of the Matter with DT and Telly. My truth of the matter is simply this, and I'm going to underscore what my brother Telly just reminded us as a community. The black community in this country spends over $1 trillion. Do y'all hear that number? Not a million, not a billion, but a trillion. Collectively, we pour trillions of dollars into consumer product goods, cars, fashion. We spend money, but yet we're the one community that continues to be negatively impacted by disproportions, including the food that is in the grocery store. So my truth of the matter is this. We can protest. We can hold our elected officials accountable. But the biggest weapon that we have is to keep our money in our community. Stop shopping at these convenience stores that don't care about you, that don't look like you, and have products that basically say on the label, I don't care how your health progresses or digresses. And start shopping at those grocery stores that when you walk in, the owners look like you. They have fresh food, and it may be limited, but the more that we keep our money in our community, the more that we can continue to build and expand, because food scarcity is not a joke. That's my truth of the matter.
Good truth of the matter, DT. My truth of the matter is going to be a little different today, only because I feel like it's not all about what you go through is only for you. Some things that you go through can help others. And the reason why this is going to be different today, because 7 years ago, August 22nd, 2017, I got a call from my brother that told me my mother had passed away. And this day has always been a difficult one, but I feel like this is a time that I can possibly help someone else out, because that is something that you never get over when you lose a parent, especially someone that you are extremely close to. And the only way that you can honor them is by continuing to live and continuing to press on. And anyone that you have been close to would not want you to stop living life, no matter how tough it is, with them not being around. But I think the best way I honor my mom every single day is continuing to do something that I told her when I was young. And my only goal in life was to make my mom proud. And hopefully I'm continuing to do that. But again, for people that may have lost a loved one, it is tough. And I think about my mom a lot. I think if you listen to this show often, you will hear me talk a lot of things that she has said to me. And today I'm choosing to think about all the things she left with me and not about the fact that I felt like she was taken away from me too soon. So that is my truth of the matter. And for anyone else out there that has lost a parent, it's something that, you know, it's okay to continue to grieve, but also the best thing that you can do to honor them is continuing to live on.
I love it. Very well said. Thank you so much for sharing that. And if it's okay, Telly, I'd like to also dedicate this show in memorial of your beautiful mother, Mother Hughes. She is with us. She's with you every day, Telly. And we will continue to keep your sister and your brothers in our thoughts and prayers today. As again, we celebrate the life of Mama Hughes.
She Annie is missed. Pearl. That's her name.
Annie Pearl Hughes. She is missed. She is loved. And I, as a mother, I can tell you this. She is definitely proud of you, Telly. That I can confirm as a black mama.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. We love you. Have a great Friday Eve. Some of y'all getting that direct deposit today. Let me hold something. Cash at me, Venmo me, whatever. I take it all. Y'all have a great day. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio Milwaukee. You deserve it. We will hear and see y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.
I write the deepest rhyme, so let me take y'all way back to women jamming, say the Southwest Atlanta A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, all right, hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at the loading dock. They laying my mama off of work, General Motors tripping, but I come home back like Hank from licking and dipping. Doing dumb things, not knowing what I know now. Yeah, that petty stuff will have you cased up and locked down. I dip over to East Point, still acting a fool, wasting my time in the school. I'd rather be shooting pool. Cool is how I played the 10th grade. I thought it was all about macking guns and wearing pimp face. Instead of being in class, I'd rather be up in some, not thinking about them 6 courses that I need to pass. Graduation rolled around like rolling, rolling, rolling. Damn, that's messed up. I should've listened when my mama told me that if you play now, you're gonna suffer later. Figured she was talking yang yang, so I paid her no attention and kept missing the point she tried to poke me with. The doper that I get, the more I'm feeling broke as shit. But that don't matter. Though I am an O-U-T-S, so get up off your ass.
Take it off, get out and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out and get something.